Welcome to Kinky Sex Radio.
Greetings, kinksters. It's Kinky Sex Radio. I'm Professor Tom. With me as always,
Mr. Dominion. How's everybody doing today?
Merry hump day to you one and all. And welcome to Kinky Sex Radio. Dominion, I've got news.
News.
I feel like I should have a news ticker sound playing in the background. The Oxford American Dictionary picks a word of the year. Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
I had no clue. Makes sense they do it, though. They're a dictionary.
Well, what else are they going to pick?
Yeah. We got a new smell. They go through and they pick a word, and there were a lot of runners up. Rootkit, which is a computer term. Blogger was in there last year, what have you. Word of the year is podcast. That's the word of the year according to the Oxford American Dictionary.
All right.
And so obviously somebody sent me that because we do a podcast.
Okay.
And I went to the link and I saw the runners up for possible new words of the year. Squick.
Squick.
Squick was one of them. I had never heard that used outside of, and not even used that often inside of, the BDSM community. I had never heard someone who wasn't a kinkster say squick.
I did, but they were a hillbilly, and I think it was on like one of those, you know, you're a hillbilly if, you know.
Oh, yeah? And then Oxford American Dictionaries using squick. Yeah. Somewhere there's a professor of letters.
Well, you're going to have to explain that because I don't know what squick is.
Squick is not really grosses you out, but creeps you out. Like some people would say a blood play squicks them out, or a fecal play squicks them out, or I don't know, something that isn't. It isn't repulsive. It just isn't your thing.
It gives them the heebie-jeebies. Huh?
You know what a lot of straight guys would say, gay males, like kissing, squicks them out. You know, they say, well, I don't have any problem with it. It just squicks me out. It's just that kind of, sort of reaction.
All right, well, there
you
go.
And everybody's got something that squicks them out.
I've got a whole list of things that squick me out.
Yeah, I got tons of things that squick me out.
Germs just squick me out, man.
To each their own. So squick at least is it's a word of tolerance.
Or intolerance.
No, it bothers you, but you don't want to. It isn't disgusting. It just squicks you out.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of that in-between area. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
All right.
It's a good kid's word. So, we're going to start with...
being the juveniles that we are.
Yeah. Next, we'll be farting on the air like Howard Stern.
Says you.
How much fun will that be to listen to?
No, I'm not going to be there for that.
We'll get a cowbell and we'll
need more cowbell.
We'll be the morning
zoo. We always need more cowbell.
Welcome to your wacky sex report. I'm Professor Tom. Let's go to press. There's a reason I like podcasting.
That's horrible.
Because I like talk radio with an IQ over 90.
Alrighty.
And you can find that. It's not easy, but you can find that. Let's talk about one of our favorite subjects, fisting.
One of our favorite subjects?
I don't know. I just said our favorite subjects.
I thought you were going to get to the other one. I was all excited. Fisting. It happens.
I threw you a curveball there.
And I missed fisting. I missed it entirely. I threw it right over my head. Fisting.
Let's talk about fisting.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Somebody sent me a question wanting to know the ins and outs.
The ins and outs of fisting.
I got halfway into that and realized that was
cleanliness is paramount. That's for the giver and the receiver. Paramount. Okay? Let's just get this over with because it squicks me out.
Would be dirty hands? Yeah, I can see that. That would squick me out if someone were fisting.
Okay, this isn't something, I'm just going to put this on the table. This is not something that I cater to. I will not fist anyone.
Okay.
Not my idea of fun. But lots of fun for the people that enjoy it. The main thing to keep in mind, no long fingernails.
Ah, yes. Gentlemen.
No long fingernails and manicured and clean. You carry staff underneath your nails among many, many other things and anything that you've touched before you've gotten to where you are at that particular moment in time. There are some gloves that you can get from... places that cater to veterinarian supplies. I know I say that word funny, but I don't care. Everybody else.
How do you say it? Say it again.
I say the whole word veterinarian. Everybody laughs, and it's veterinarian, I guess. But anyway,
okay, gotcha.
For the assistance of like birthing cows and other livestock, you can get really long rubber gloves, but they're also large gloves, so they won't fit tightly. Many of the places that I had worked prior would use rubber gloves and then saran wrap and wrap the arm. You know, you're dealing with fecal matter. You're dealing with frankly, you're dealing with shit, and that's not something I want on my hands. If you want it on your hands, that's up to you, but not in my presence. But anyway, again, not something that I do personally, but there are ways to do it that are safe and less messy. One suggestion is enema prior to, you know.
I have a problem with that. There's a lot of medical debate on,
yeah, there,
on the
it's enemas. It's pretty, it's...
They can be dangerous.
They can be dangerous, that's true. But, and you know, best, so's having somebody's fist up your ass.
But at best, so. An enema is useless. At best. Talk to a medical professional. Flushing toxins. Toxins don't exist. That's a made-up word.
Who's
toxins in your
body. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just talking about getting rid of, you know.
But here's the thing. With enemas, you can flush a lethal amount of
electrolytes. A lethal dose. Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, that's true.
So there's some...
You could use a saline flush. I mean, just... Whatever. Anyway, you know what? Do what you want.
Yeah, I say, look, if you're going
to fist... Because people are going to do this anyway. The people are going to do whatever they want to anyway.
But here's the thing. If you're going to fist someone in the ass, deal with the fecal matter. If you can't deal with the fecal matter, well, guess what? You don't need to be fisting anyone in the ass. Don't put them at risk or put yourself at risk with something that is... I mean, when I say debatable by medical professionals, they're debating whether it can kill you or not.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so, just saying what's par for the course, you know, for the kink world.
If you can't deal,
you know, that's
with,
a kink in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just because it's an enema or given in an enema way doesn't necessarily mean that they're using that to flush the colon. Because you could use saline, you could use water, and a lot of people do because enemas are expensive. It's the mode of employment, mode d'emploi.
But that, even that the water is going to flood. That's what I'm saying. Even the water is going to... Yeah, that's just... I mean, if someone were... I understand what you're saying, that it's going to happen, great. But if someone were doing blood-on-blood play, I would still say, no, stop. You know, like...
Well,
that,
it depends on the couple, too. You couldn't say no, stop to a couple that's consensually doing that.
No,
you know,
yeah,
if it was,
say,
if it was you...
That's dangerous. I'm not going to... I mean, there's a difference.
Yeah.
There.
Now, what we're dealing with right now is the matter of debate that... Whether you're going to participate in that or not. I mean, I don't participate in fisting at all unless I'm standing back and saying, yeah, shove your fist up his ass. You know, that's...
No, I'm saying I don't want us recommending an enema. That's all I'm trying to get at. I don't want to go without at least the caveat. If you want to recommend it, that's cool. But then I want to step in and say, wait. Look that up first. Go to some reputable medical establishments online.
I'll go with that, but people aren't going to do it.
And then look that up. Because
people as a whole are going to do whatever they want to do. And what they, I mean, enemas in and of themselves are a fetish, and people aren't going to stop doing it. The whole purpose of this program, as we've said before, and we'll say it again, is to get people interested in educating themselves further. But yes, what you're saying is true.
Right.
The electrolytes do... pose,
yeah, it can
a
be a
problem. Yeah,
absolutely. So let's go to vaginal fisting, an area where you can, if you want to, douche.
You're not supposed to do that either because it washes away good floral.
I know.
You know, so
but not fatally. So yeah, you're risking infection.
Well,
but
you
not
know,
death.
I don't know too many people that, you know, douche before they get vaginally infected. You know, I don't know many people that get vaginally fisted. I don't know anyone that gets vaginally fisted.
Really? That's so common, though. I mean, common in within.
How big do you think it is? He's showing his hand in a in a very
well. I know
in
for a
very,
fact it's just a little bit bigger than my fist.
Well, not mine, honey. Okay, not mine. I can definitely say that would not be good for me personally.
Okay.
Vaginally fisting, yes. Okay, same rules apply.
Yes,
short
clean.
Fingernails.
Oh, absolutely.
Filed. Don't have any hangnails, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
Not that I know.
Lots of lube.
Well, that's a given for both of them. Yeah, lots and lots of lube.
Lots of lube.
I highly recommend Eros. That's my favorite. You know, if you got to have a favorite,
yeah.
Which I do. I love Eros.
No, you might as well.
It's truthfully, there's no taste to it whatsoever. So, and you know, if I'm being intimate with someone, I can do whatever I want to, and that stuff is freaking amazing.
That's nice.
I love it.
And it's water soluble?
It's water soluble. They have the two different kinds.
Fun.
You know, the one that you can use with condoms and toys, and then, you know, the one that we use with skin. It doesn't wash away in the water, so if you're playing in the shower, but of course, obviously, you want to be careful if you're playing in the shower because this stuff gets on the floor and you're going to eat it. You're just going to slip and fall if you're not careful. That goes without saying, but it's funny that most people, including myself, never realize that until it's too late.
And you slip and bust your ass.
Or almost bust your ass. That's no fun either. There's nothing sexy about nearly busting your ass in the shower.
First time you do fisting, if you're with a partner, was my own experience here. Mm-hmm. I would not do it in a heavy power exchange scene the first time. Here's why. If both of you don't know what you're doing, and one of you is in command, I feel that's a bad idea. I think that she should at least be topping from the bottom.
That's the same for anal sex, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say wait until you know him or her and what you can do, and then take control.
That's a physical limit and adaptation. We're not talking about something mentally that can be, you know, changed in a snap. This is something physical. You can tear the vagina.
Yeah, and even if you don't physically damage, it may hurt so badly that that's it for, you know, we need a 30-minute breather here or the moment.
30-minute breather and you're cut off from sex for a couple of months. Another thing, too, is I highly recommend gloves for that, too. During, like, tantric-type massage helps. There's something about the latex gloves that just...
I guess it's holding the lubricant. I don't know. That's all.
Well, not so much that. You know, women, you're doing it right. We'll make our own. Yeah. Eat all you want. We'll make more. But, sorry. You know, it's a cleanliness thing, you know. And the more you play safe, the less problems you have. Not to be gross, but, you know, it is a fact of playing like this. If you got dirty hands, it could end up in a yeast infection. If that happens, you're not playing for a while. Right. That means nobody's having any fun. Okay? So that's why I put the gloves out there.
So let's go on to our other. This is where I threw you the curveball. I thought it was our favorite thing, and then I said fisting. One of our favorite things. Question about a rape scene.
The rape scenario.
Rape scenario.
That's my personal favorite.
You said you started outside?
I prefer it to become an abduction thing, but there's a reason why, and I'm going to explain why, for me personally, the rape scenario is a favorite. The rape scenario, although the word rape is used, a lot of people have problems with this. The reason why the word rape is used is because the idea of a loss of control is in effect. However, the bottom line is the partner in the rape scene is a chosen individual. It doesn't mean that because your partner, male or female, has a desire for a rape scenario that they just want to get raped by anyone, anytime, anywhere. It's still a very structured scenario. The underlying feeling is that basically I've driven my chosen partner, my man, into such a level of desire for me that they're going to take what they want regardless of what I say or how I say it. Safe words are in place if they get too rough, you know? So that's why it's so appealing to me, is because it's a raw sense of desire that's directed toward me specifically, right, from the man of my choice.
And psychologically, the rape scenario, one of the most common fantasies, specifically for females.
Everybody wants to be desired, and that's what it comes down to me. I mean, and I think it's the same for everybody.
So do you do just random guy on the street snatched you up, or do you have some elaborate? Like, I'll tell you what we do. We do someone breaking into the house. So it's she's asleep, someone breaks in. X leads to Y, Y leads to Z, some sort of never out, never outside. Just never occurred to us, really.
I don't want to, you know, give too much of my personal life away, but I would say that for me, personally, the trigger would have to be that obviously I knew the person. I don't think I'd want to even play around with the idea that it would be a random person. It would be maybe somebody that, you know, I saw but didn't know too well. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Somebody
guy on the subway or something.
All right.
Guy on the subway that I see every morning or whatever. You know what I mean? But again, it's not a random person.
Mm-hmm.
I very specifically have my lover in mind. You know, I know who it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I see where you're going there. That's a fuck. Then the trigger is that you've driven them so insane with desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, right. You've flirted too hard, gotten too drunk, maybe, you know, made suggestive, you know, comments or whatever, and then they just decided, oh, well, I could get that, and then you turn them down, and then they get pissed off, you know, that kind of a thing.
Sounds like a fun scenario. Let's cover alphabet soup. You ready?
Ready.
So we started looking through the glossary, and if you're interested in any of this kind of stuff, we have a lot of this in our forums, which is kinkysexradio.com/forums.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, at kinkysexradio.com, you can find, well, other podcasts. If someone just gave you this on a CD, that's where the rest of them are.
Mm-hmm.
The archives, links to subscriptions, what have you. Everything's free. The whole thing's free. Nothing being charged to you. Knock yourself out. And we started looking through this, and we noticed, man, and I'm a computer geek, and this is a lot. I mean, I'm just going to read them real quick, and then we'll go back through that. SSC, RLR, RLG. RLB, CBT, CBB, NT, GS, BS, RS, SO. This is ridiculous. I thought I was crazy for going to my computer and going to the SCSI files, going to .config, configuring an RSS feed. I feel like... So let's just run through a few of our favorites.
Sure.
This will be an overview, and then obviously if you want more, well, there's a ton of these sorts of glossaries online.
Just look up BDSM glossary.
Yeah, or just go to the forums. We've got a couple links there. We have people submitting
all
the time. That's a
great. The forum is a great place to start, and it's not set up dictionary style. It's set up so that you can learn a little bit more than what you probably anticipated once you start reading it.
Yeah, you're supposed to read it, like, I guess, in one or two sittings sort of thing, so that now you know. Let's start with Word of the Year. Well, no, runner-up for one of the Word of the Year, which we talked about last week. No, we talked about at the top of this hour.
Yeah. I forget to.
So insane.
The days, they run together.
It's insane. Squick, which we'll already find.
Right,
squick,
yeah.
As squick. The word of the year according to Oxford American Dictionary.
I'm still going to use icky, though.
Icky?
And freak factor, like, 9 or
freak
whatever.
There you
yeah,
go.
I freak factor everything.
I used that one, too, freak factor.
Yeah.
So let's go SSC.
SSC, safe, sane, consensual.
Which is, I guess you'd say, the motto of the kinky community.
Yeah.
Safe, sane, consensual. When you go through that, I think you can go.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you want to be safe.
That's it.
You want to be sane. Sane, because, boy, once you start playing in this community, you'll figure out why sane's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then consensual, obviously, when you're doing something like a rape scene, there's a big broad line between consensual and actual rape.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fine line in what looks like consensual and non-consensual rape, if it's done well.
If it's done well, you're right.
But looks can be deceiving. RLR.
Real life relationships.
That's something that extends beyond the pro factor. Something like my wife
Real life. And there's also the real life girlfriend, real life boyfriend.
That's the RLG, RLB I talked about, right? Or talked about. I read through it blinding speed.
Right.
Okay, CBT we've talked about before.
Yeah, cock and ball torture.
That's a favorite of both Paulie B from Punky.
Woo!
And John and Scott of Total Huck Nonsense. They both love cock and ball torture. Usually with each other.
So I heard. How did that go?
I don't even
want to fucking know about that. That cock and ball torture, for the record, can go from anything which is harsh punishment to tease and denial, which is torturous at length. So you can go from using nails and a piece of plywood, I'm going to mention an old video by Danzig, the band Danzig.
I love Danzig.
For the song It's Coming Down. It's Coming Down had a video that was nothing but BDSM shit going on all around him. And this, they had a close up big as a screen, this guy nailing his dick to a board. So we were going to talk about, Professor Tom here wanted to talk about the safety issues with cock and ball torture, the do's and don'ts. But you know what?
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, people are going to do whatever they want to do regardless. I mean, every single day, there's not a day that goes by that I don't get a request for castration. And it's a serious request. So that's kinky, man. That is the ultimate kink.
God love you.
So, yeah, you can literally go from nails to feathers. in CBT.
I'm definitely on the feather end of that scale. What about CBB?
Cock and ball bondage.
Cock and ball bondage.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done cock and ball bondage. What is
you never tied your dick up?
No, never, maybe with a ribbon.
There you go.
I got you, honey. Hope it fits.
Anything will fit if you push hard enough.
Any guy who hasn't who's forgotten the anniversary is thinking, hey.
I've got one already.
Look what I made.
I washed it for you, honey.
She's not impressed. She's seen that old thing. That's what you got me last
year. What am I supposed
year.
To do with that?
Hope you kept the receipt. That one's too small.
We should go from that into the fucking machines thing that we were talking about earlier.
Sex
I don't
machines.
Need you anymore. It's just another thing to feed and clothe and clean up after.
You make a penis sound like a Great Dane. It's going to get in the way. It's going to chew up the furniture. It humps my leg when I come in. What's NT?
Nipple torture.
Nipple torture.
Nipple torture.
Yeah, baby. Who doesn't like a little NT from time? You know, the network technician. That's what that is. NT.
Not anymore.
No, it's a nipple torture.
You'll never look at NT the same again.
I've got a friend who's an NT. Okay, GS, BS, RS. Let's just cover all those at once. The shower series.
The shower series. Golden showers. GS. Urination. Mm-hmm. Okay, also termed as water sports. Okay. That's GS. BS. Brown showers. Brown showers, folks. And if you think it didn't get any more...
Wait, explain brown showers. People may be lost.
Brown showers. It's shit.
There you go.
Shit.
Hey, I just want to make sure everybody's keeping
up. Sorry, okay.
Somebody may be on their way to work. They're negotiating traffic.
Hopefully they're not eating lunch during this session.
Please. Put your... They would have stopped at the Danzig video.
The next one... is the RS, which is Roman showers. Roman showers are vomit showers.
Mmm.
And
how's that sandwich?
Just swallow and get a breath of nice cool air through your nostrils. Yeah, these are some heavy these are some heavy play situations that people are into. So, you know, that's what that terminology is.
Oh, one last one, SO. S/O.
Strap on play.
Fun.
Yes.
This is just some of. If you're new to the BDSM scene, new to kink in
these
general.
These are the ones that will pop up probably the most frequently.
RS, really? I've never heard Roman showers.
Well, you don't do what I do.
Okay.
I don't do those either. And you know, we were actually kind of talking about this, and you said that you didn't know if you could do it because you swallow swords. And he means real swords. He doesn't, that's not code for like dick.
He's a sword swallower.
He's a sword swallower.
No, I actually at one point was in the circus. Uh-huh. I have the weirdest, one day I'm just going to do the Professor Tom podcast. The jobs I've had. It's insane.
I wonder what mine would be pretty interesting too.
Military
8 years.
Military at one point.
8 years. Yeah. Hey, all those people in Kuwait that are listening to us, you folks rock.
We salute you. You
really don't have a choice in the matter because, you know, you signed up for the military and look what you got. So.
You know what they did? They could have not served their country.
Yeah, but they chose to serve. They chose to serve
and now they're getting
screwed. So, you know, but that's my own personal opinion. You know, I spent 8 years in, so. I think I can say that, you know what, you guys are hanging in there, so hang tight, because hopefully you'll be home soon, safe and sound. But anyway, Roman showers.
Yeah, I don't know if I could make myself vomit. That's what we're going with.
I could, but I'm not messing up my lipstick for anybody. Well, maybe one person.
And on that note, we're out of time.
And on that note, I'm out.
We ended on Roman showers. You can find any information about this podcast, including show notes. If you missed a link, that's what the show notes are. It's just what we talked about, basically, topic by topic breakdown, including any links we may have mentioned to various websites. You can find out about Mistress Dominion at her website, which is mistressdominion.com. You can find our forums, kinkysexradio.com/forums, or you can send us an email directly, kinky@kinkysexradio.com. Last thing we want to mention is exoticwoodpaddles.com is participating with us in some giveaways. If you go to the forums, you'll be eligible for the giveaways. If you register on the forums, you register with it's a fake name. You make up your own. I don't care what your name is.
Yeah.
But you give an email address to confirm you're not a spammer. That's what we're doing that for. Well, I found out that I can get hold of the email addresses. Don't worry, nobody else can. But the nice thing is, I'm going to put all the names in a hat. Well, all of them, but yours and mine. We don't really
count. We don't need those. I've got one.
We'll eliminate, like, my wife. She wouldn't be eligible. But then everybody else will put the names in the hat. And that's how we're going to do our giveaways. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, if you'd like to give us some swag to give away to the people who listen, that's what we're looking for. We don't really. I've got enough.
I don't. I never have enough. You can send me whatever the hell you want. Well, you know, I don't want any biohazardous used condoms. Don't send me dirty underwear.
But if you'd like to be a sponsor.
Because I'll find you and I'll hurt you.
If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, just get in touch with us at kinky@kinkysexradio.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you the information on how many you'd need to send and where you need to send them to, et cetera, et cetera. Other than that, we hope you enjoyed the show. And we'll see you next week. Till then, I'm Professor Tom.
I'm Mr. Simeon. You guys take care.